With me today is Melanie Raymond. She is with the Youth Project here in Melbourne, and we're going to talk about Nurses on Backpacks. Good day, Melanie. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome.
Nurses on Backpacks, highly specialized form of training and care that's needed with the nurses who travel around the CBD in Melbourne in the evening.
That's right. It's a very unique program to put nurses carrying backpacks, walking on foot in pairs down laneways and under bridges and places nobody really goes, but that's where the need is in terms of people who are homeless and in need of healthcare. So that's what they do.
So the nurses go out at night to help and care for people who have nowhere to stay.
That's right. It's the growing numbers of people who are sleeping rough on Melbourne streets, who are outside the service system, they're outside the public health system, but they have rates of chronic illness that's above the rate of anybody else in the community. So we see people who are asthmatic and they don't have any Ventolin, people with weeping sores and wounds who need to have that addressed, who've not had their blood pressure checked. So it can be simple healthcare right through to a mental health diagnosis.
So these are the people who cannot go to a GP or don't have access to a GP. And you mentioned that from varying degrees of illness, from a simple wound to mental health, how many a night would these two nurses see?
They could see as few as 4 or 5, or they could see 20, because no two shifts are the same. If someone is got a very serious illness and needs a referral to ambulance or to be taken to hospital, that's going to take up most of their shift. But if they're seeing people who have quite straightforward needs, maybe a wound dressed or some information or their blood pressure check, they might get through more people. It just depends. But most of the people they see have quite complex and multiple needs that they see. In our public health system, they have the right to go into an emergency department or go and see a GP, but they feel that they are seldom welcome there, and that research shows that many doctors and pharmacists don't understand homelessness. So they've had a poor experience of the public health system and really stay away from it unless their problems are really acute and urgent.
Are they the same people that they see every night, or do these people move from one place to the next?
They might move around, but that population can be quite the same. So there's a real degree of trust and comfort in seeing the same nurses in the nurse program, having a really good reputation in the community that it's serving. So they are able to know that they're looking for Fred, because last time we saw him last night, he was in a terrible way. We need to dress his wound and to go find Fred and make sure that he's cared for. That. So that continuity of care is there. But also what they can do is refer people to the medical clinic we run in Hosier Lane. So instead of always being on the street and hoping the nurses find them, they can actually find a medical clinic nearby where they won't be judged, where they are welcome, and it's completely free.
So homelessness is a growing problem, and along with that problem are health issues that may be taken for granted because the priority is to look for a place to stay. What is the primary or priority need at the moment for nurses with backpacks?
Mostly they need to be able to provide some level of stability for people in crisis. So if your mental health is really deteriorated, or you have a very, very bad and acute medical condition, to be able to get them off the street into proper care so it doesn't get any worse. The housing affordability problem we have in Australia, and in Melbourne in particular, only about 2-3% of all rental properties would be available to people who are living in that sort of poverty. So it makes stabilising someone very difficult. If you're homeless, you can't do the things most GPs will tell anyone to do, which is exercise more, sleep well,
eat healthy.
And then if they have medications, to follow a particular regime around what medications to take and when. So their health care is very, very problematic, and they're not getting any support or supervision or encouragement around their own health care.
Because there's a stigma around homelessness, isn't it?
And there still is. I think we've made great inroads on that issue, but still many people can be unpleasant towards people who are sleeping rough on the street without sort of thinking about how quickly that can happen to someone and the degree of trauma that is likely in that person's life that has led them to this lowest point in their life, to be sleeping on the pavement and maybe begging for spare change. So there is a stigma, and also people who are experiencing homelessness feel it and don't want to disclose it. So they don't want to go somewhere where they're going to have to tell someone they're homeless. They are often very, very keen to keep that a secret.
So these nurses, I would imagine, have a big burden to carry, because they would have to be able to establish trust, be able to communicate properly. So it's a great deal of responsibility as well. What I'm thinking about is they're also open to a lot of vulnerabilities and danger. So what is being done to ensure their safety and well-being?
Look, it is a high-risk program to put two nurses on foot late at night when most of us are thinking about turning off the light and going to sleep. They're still out there. So we trialled the program for about 3 months, and we did a lot of work around their training, around spatial awareness, around where they stand and how they position themselves, around anger management and de-escalation of tricky situations, around negotiation skills in case a situation becomes very difficult for them. So on top of them being highly qualified nurses with extra training in mental health and alcohol and drugs, they also have this extra layer that we take them through. We've been working on the street for 20 years in another program called the Foot Patrol. So they have the knowledge around how to be safe. We've been on the streets on foot for so long without incident that we knew that we would be the ones to be able to extend it to a nursing care program and do it with confidence. And it's been very successful. There have been no instances of trouble of that nature.
Do they see children as well? Because a lot of us would think that homeless people are adults or young adults. But I've recently encountered someone who's mentioned that the biggest cause of homelessness among women and children is domestic violence. So undoubtedly, there are a lot of children out there as well.
Just under half of all people who are homeless are young people. And half of that number are people who are under 12, and it's women and children. And we cannot meet the demand for accommodation, emergency accommodation for women and children fleeing domestic violence, which is the number one cause. Due to mandatory reporting and the fact that we still do have support services, it's not often that we would see very young children, certainly not in the CBD, and our staff would report that and take steps, because it's not a safe place for young children to be with or without their parents, and try and work with them in a very supported way. We often work with very young kids who are, you know, around 12 or 14, and it's hard to tell around what are their plans for the night and how are they getting home safe, knowing that sometimes kids can start into homelessness by just not going home. So making sure they're aware of their own personal safety and having those conversations with some really young kids. But they're very, very good at that, and they're very trusted, and they're not threatening. They're nurses, they're not the police, and they're not their parents.
But these nurses also have another life in the morning, isn't it?
Yes, they do.
So they work as regular nurses in the hospitals.
They are in the emergency departments of some of our biggest public hospitals, so they have an enormous degree of skill, because when you're out alone, you know, the two of you under a bridge somewhere late at night, you've got to be skilled enough to make some very quick judgment calls about how you're going to act and what you're going to do and what needs to happen. The beauty of this program is they make sure resources are used effectively, when to call an ambulance, but when not to call an ambulance as well.
Are there any more plans for more nurses?
We think the program should at least be 7 days a week. At the moment, we only have the funding for 3 nights. And, you know, we started with about 800 episodes of care a year. We're now at the 2,000 mark, because homelessness has increased. It's got more complex, and they need more time to get round to more people. This is not a cost, it's a saving. Early intervention now on the street means we save a lot of money, because these people are not getting sicker, they're not ending up in an ambulance, they're not ending up in the emergency department. This is one of the most cost-effective ways of dealing with the pressure on our health system, is this program with our nurses doing early intervention on the street.
Thank you very much, Melanie Raymond, for sharing the story about a different kind of nurses with backpacks.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.